Cagle's appointment makes him the fourth DFACS director under Governor Nathan Deal. Speaking last week, Cagle said stabilizing the agency will be a priority.
I am very familiar with the fact that there have been a number of leaders at DFACS. Stability is an issue, and we have to achieve better stability.
Cagle has served as commissioner of the State Department of Early Care and Learning, or DECAL, since 2011. Before that, he was with DFACS for about 5 years, first as the Family Services Director and then as Director of Legislative and External Affairs. Cagle says having worked at the division will help ease the leadership change.
I have been there. I know child welfare policy. It is my background. So I think I can bring stability to that group. I know the people that are working there as well. That is going to give me a leg up on most people that would start fresh new.
Democratic State Representative Mary Margaret Oliver first met Cagle when he was with DFACS. She says he's well regarded with the staff.
He has the respect of rank and file workers up and down DFACS, in my opinion.
Oliver says as DECAL's leader, Cagle has done a good job bringing money into the state, namely to build up the daycare rating system, quality rated. Mindy Binderman heads the Georgia Early Education Alliance for Ready Students and worked with Cagle on the rating system.
To make sure that people are informed about what he's doing, he asks their opinions. And sometimes he doesn't always take our opinions, but he lets us know why. And I think that that is really refreshing when it comes to government.
Pam Tatum heads Quality Care for Children, another agency that's worked closely with Cagle. She says he could be hampered by the same funding and staffing issues that have plagued DFACS for years.
I have the confidence that if what they need is strong leadership, that he is the right person. I hope that they give him the resources to go along with it.
Cagle's appointment becomes effective today. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.